next item on the agenda, and there are any last items to discuss. Dick?
Yeah, I got a question about communication. We agreed upon the budget today, which changes the budget as it was in concept a bit. But I think the document will not be changed, so communicating about our agreement on the supplements, on tuition fees, and on the sector plans, I think it's necessary to communicate this very clearly to the faculty,
yes,
so that there cannot be a misunderstanding. So are you planning to do so,
yeah,
and can we have a copy?
Of course, we always send a budget letter to the faculties after all decision making has taken place, and we will address the points that we committed ourselves to in this meeting in this letter. You will get a copy, and if you can make sure that we do not reopen the discussion again, you can even have a copy before we send it.
Might be safer.
As long as it's safe from both our perspectives, I think it's a good thing to do, to make sure that we use the same lines of communication. And in that respect, I would really appreciate if I would get your final decision with the statements as we agreed upon as soon as possible, so we can take it into account. I also would like to communicate this very well to our supervisory board, which we are talking to tomorrow and discussing the budget as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
okay. Or what we also could do is discuss it with the faculty council.
Yep. Okay.
Can I go back on one language point on the old day question?
Please do.
I was talking about responsibilities and competences to avoid that we understand each other wrongly. I was actually, this is what I meant, I was talking about responsibilities and associated power, decision power. I mean, competences and competences can go in two directions, and I was not talking about competencies. I was talking about verantwoordelijkheden and bijbehorende bevoegdheden.
Yes.
So, responsibilities and associated powers.
Right.
Which is getting a clear, yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's about role clarity and responsibility clarity. Yes,
yes.
I understand.
Yeah. Okay, yep. Any further items to discuss? Nope. On that side, yep.
Yeah, one small remark about both the budget we just discussed and, of course, the student activism that came about a few times. Last week, Thursday, we had a meeting with the WAR, Werkgroep Afstudeerregeling. And of course, it's great to see that the activism in the university is still growing, more board members are present at the university. However, this also puts more pressure on the pot of money that is Vogels. And so there has to be shuffled, and maybe some part-time or smaller boards, well, are not compensated anymore. So just a remark to maybe put that in mind with budgets to grow along with all the board members at this university. That's a remark I had instead of mine.
We'll start thinking about this.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any further on this side? Yeah, yellow.
Yeah, just a general comment. Yesterday I participated in one of the shaping sessions where we discussed the way of working in the university, and I think it might be a very good idea to also have one of those sessions with a representation of the participatory bodies.
Okay.
I also made the request to the person in charge of the whole shaping trajectory at the moment, but I'd like to also pose the suggestion here that maybe the participatory bodies are also thinking about the way of working and what the implications are for the organization in the long term.
Good suggestion. Yeah. Talk to me about it.
Yeah. And we are ready, and I close this meeting.